We find ourselves here again for another episode of the Outcast Podcast. We are joined today by a brown man, my man, Ramo G.
What's good, man? Ron Brown, but thank you. Thank you.
You're a nice shade of brown.
We all represent.
We also have a shade of white. If there is a shade, we have two shades.
It's true.
Tomcat.
He's very olive.
What's happening?
What's up, Tomcat?
I do have olive.
He's out, I tell you. Even though he don't like it.
Memphis is not here. He's our African-American on the panel, although he is enjoying a European vacation. So I would say he's not being oppressed at this moment as he's enjoying a vacation. We also have my man Jacob, who is here. He's usually behind the scenes, but today he's in front of the camera as we're live on YouTube.
Go, Jacob.
What's up, Jacob?
If we had a cast manager, we'd have to fire him right now.
Yeah.
Terrible casting.
It's great to be here. We miss you, Memphis.
Make sure you talk right into that microphone. Stick it up close to your mouth, Jacob.
For sure.
Hello.
There you are.
I'm sure you've heard that before.
We miss you, Memphis.
He's such a dick.
We got good reviews for Jacob as last week.
Yeah,
was
Jacob's
his,
awesome.
His big episode, his debut episode on the show, and people really enjoyed it.
Yeah, he's just
not black. No, I'm not.
Well, I mean, simmer down.
But he's like replacing Memphis.
Yeah, so you would think. I don't think I'm replacing anyone.
Because that's our like stick, you know.
I don't think we have any black
brown,
friends, Remo.
Black, what? I have tons of black friends. What are you talking about?
Memphis is one.
One?
Well,
does that mean
you use that term very loosely. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all like, no, I saw your show.
Yeah. They're like, we used to like Tomcat.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
One little show note is next week we will be off. There will be no Outcast podcast next week. We will be honoring and enjoying the Thanksgiving holiday.
I love it.
Looking forward to a little turkey and a little downtime.
Thank you.
We will be too bloated to do anything.
What's your favorite dish on Thanksgiving, Ramo?
Definitely the homemade mashed potatoes with the gravy. That's fire.
What about you, Tomcat? What's your go-to Thanksgiving side?
I like the stuffing. Some people call it what, dressing?
Yeah. No.
Both of those two things, I think you can't have
stovetop.
You can't have Thanksgiving without what he said or the mashed potatoes, the gravy, or the dressing.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
What do you got, Jacob?
What do I got? Well, I know my mom's watching. So
is she?
She already knows.
Keep it clean.
What is it? Mac and cheese.
Oh. Mac and cheese. Yeah, that's fire. My wife 100%. Makes a fire mac and cheese. She does.
Yep.
I like
one of the few dishes. There's, no, I'm kidding.
I like a nice baked mac and cheese.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what she does.
Yep.
Good stuff.
My mom too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Happy a little early. We're only a week from tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
I know.
We'll enjoy some football next week and some time with your family. So we all need it because the world is going crazy. Including the NBA last night went a little crazy. I don't know how many people saw the big headline, but Draymond Green, who's known for being a little bit of a dirty player.
TK.
He was ejected after he put a chokehold on Rudy Gobert.
You've never done that.
If we could. I've never choked anyone.
I might have done that.
Mid shot.
Here's the footage from the game.
I want to see it.
All right. Yeah, I've not seen this. I know he does this a lot, though. He's done this before. Oh.
So it's definitely dude in the bandana,
boop,
huh?
Boop. He stuck him.
Gobert's not wearing the bandana.
He's not wearing the bandana. Oh, there he is. Okay. Nice him.
I guess he just put him on a chokehold and then drug him across the court.
That ain't right.
He was ejected. I'm sure he'll be fined. Draymond's been known to kick people in the nuts on the court.
There he is.
He's throwing punches on the court.
Drake's out there, too.
Oh, Rudy says he better get some. Oh, and look at Clay Thompson.
Why would he do that?
Shirt got ripped.
This is like when the game first started too. Nobody's even scored yet.
We don't have any audio from this.
Maybe it's
It's intense, bro.
What Steph Curry's looking around.
Yeah,
what? Like,
Steph,
what
Steph isn't playing?
That happened.
Steph was not playing.
Is
and
he
they
hurt?
Claim that Draymond got into a fight because one person said this because you know Steph wasn't in the game, so they didn't have a chance to win. So he decided to choke himself right out of the game. There he goes. Boom, look at that.
Oh, dang.
Big chokehold.
Like, why would he even do that?
By Draymond.
He was breaking up the fight.
There's some what's ups going on down there at the bottom of the screen. What's up now, number 11?
Funny seeing Chris Paul in a Golden State Warrior jersey. Not used to seeing that. But, I hope he wins a championship. Maybe it'll be this year with the Warriors.
Oh, yeah, this angle I want.
I'd rather see these fights, though, than the fight between Israel and Hamas. You know, this seems
100%.
A little cleaner. So I figure, you know, if we want to talk about fights, let's talk about some of the classic fights in the NBA.
Sure.
Let's go to footage from back in the 90s. This is when Michael Jordan and Reggie Miller got into it.
I remember that.
If we can roll that tape. I know Reggie Miller kind of gives MJ a little bit of a right arm smack, and then Jordan comes back. So here's some of the footage. I guess we don't have any sound today. I don't know what's going on with the sound on the videos. But Reggie Miller and Michael Jordan getting at it. Look at them going at it there.
They broke them up fairly quick, though.
This was back in the days when they would let them fight a little bit.
Yeah, it was like almost like hockey.
That's one thing that makes hockey great is the fighting.
Yeah, hockey, they fully let them fight. There we go. There's audio.
There we got some sound. And that's what
precipitated it. Precipitated. Good word usage.
They're kissing. Bro, they're just hugging. 185 pounds. Another angle upstairs. But here it is. Here's Pooh Richardson. He's more intimate.
Michael goes up for the block. Miller on the follow. But then Reggie Miller follows it up. And then Reggie gives him a little right arm.
Definitely shoulder checked him there.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean,
he definitely did.
Oh, Jordan headbutted him. Looks like a
kissed
little.
Kissed him?
Oh, got right in his face. Look at that.
Pissed.
Oh, yes.
Here comes a spectacular superhero right there with the glasses on.
That was like a face mask. Look at the size of Michael's hands on Reggie Miller's jaw. Oh, and then a little right hand.
He stuck him. He did.
Michael did throw a right hand.
He stuck him. Oh, and then he tried to. What the hell was that, Reggie?
Yeah, that was
you obviously spent your whole life fighting your sister.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jordan might be the best player of all time, but he is kind of an asshole.
Yeah, well, he's been known to be an asshole.
Yeah.
I know that in the early days, you know, when people would want to get pictures when the internet was just becoming a thing, like, hey, let me get my picture with you.
He was not happy.
He was refusing to take any pictures with any guys. He's like, why would a guy ever want to get a picture with another guy?
That's gay.
And so I didn't say it.
That's rude. Yeah.
I wouldn't use that.
What's going on over there, Jake?
I thought people from your generation, you know, you don't say that.
Yeah, you weren't down with that.
Well, you know, it's called, you know, satire.
Okay. Oh, it's back. Sweet.
I'm glad.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I love the gay community.
All right.
Yeah, because it's like that South Park episode they had. Sometimes when you say it, you don't mean any derogatoriness to it. You're just kind
of
saying.
Well, I'm saying that like I'm making fun of it. You know, like he's like, what is that, gay? Take a picture with a guy? Like,
I wish we could just steal the word and make it mean stupid.
What, gay?
Yeah.
It means happy.
How does that make it any
better?
What? Well, because at least you're not offending a sect of people. You're just calling somebody an idiot.
Yeah, but what about actual
wisdom from Ramo G?
Thank you.
Yeah, and then all actual gay people. Now all the actual gay people are just stupid.
No, definitely not. And that's what I'm saying. They're not.
There's nothing wrong with
being gay or anything like that.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to follow your line of why would we change?
Well, saying like that's gay, not like being gay is not.
We should just not say that. That's why I'm joking.
It should be something else.
Stop acting stupid.
Yeah, Tomcat.
All right. I didn't have anything to do with that.
Other fights that we could go back to in the NBA. This is a clip from Shaq and Charles Barkley when they got into it. This is when Barkley was playing for the Rockets.
I remember this.
Roll the tape. Let's see what we got here.
Right here. Boop. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Shaq came over the coach.
He threw the ball.
You know Shaq was mad because that is hilarious. He bopped him right off the head.
He threw a punch.
Them are some big-ass dudes, man.
He straight up hit him.
Them are some big-ass dudes.
Yo, real big, yeah.
That's a lot Shaq of big bodies.
Pissed. Charles.
Just man. All over the floor.
Shaq weighing nearly 400 pounds at one point in his career.
Holy jeez.
7'1". You don't want that guy coming at
you. He's a monster.
You can't fight him.
I'm telling you,
Charles.
The first time that I ever seen him in person,
you got to give it to Barkley though. He's intimidated. Standing up for himself.
Yeah,
he is intimidating as a figure.
Yo, definitely.
I once was able to take my own shoe and put it inside of Shaq's shoe, where my foot with shoe would fit inside of his shoe.
Damn,
you can use it as a jet ski.
I wear a size 11. He wears a size 22.
That's crazy.
Now Charles Barkley, he's not a small guy either.
He's like six foot eight, I think. He's the tall. Round mound of rebound, right? Let's watch this. As
so he
Barkley.
Had the bing. He hits him with the ball. Barkley started it for sure.
He was a beast. Two.
And then Barkley took
I think Shaq started it. Watch here. Watch here. See, that's Shaq, Shaq gave him a push.
Shaq did push him.
But Barkley, nah, he was trying to like kind of like block the ball, but Barkley threw it into his head.
Yeah. He grabbed him by the leg.
Look, right
now he's going after the ball. Now Barkley throws it in his head. See, pow.
And he played, but he pushed him. Mm. It was kind of simultaneously. I think they were kind of playing it up too.
Yeah.
For the TV.
It is funny. A little bit. It was funny.
Now let's go to a fight. Now this one broke out. I don't know for you younger people in the audience, maybe you don't remember this, but this was huge. This was in the early 2000s. Malice at the Palace. This is in Detroit. This is when Ron Artest, who's now Meta World Peace, he was he went in the stands and fought a fan, like punched a fan, and then you had Steven Jackson from the Pacers come over and punch another fan.
I think I've seen this.
So a beer got thrown on an NBA player. Let's go ahead and roll that tape. This is a fight that broke out not only with the players. There's Ben Wallace with the great hair.
Oh, great hair. Well, I've seen this, yeah.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Now I see a beer getting thrown on Ron Artest. He's like, fuck that. Who just threw that beer on me? I'm coming up here to beat somebody's ass. In the stands. Now watch this. Boom! Boom!
They didn't kick him out of the league either, did they?
No, they didn't.
They would today.
That 100%. Dude got a look at that. He got
that's Jermaine O'Neal there. Jermaine O'Neal come over and where's that Steven Jackson?
Isn't that Ron Artest right there?
Yeah. Now they're throwing beers at him as he leaves the palace there.
Oh, definitely got some beer there. Nice.
Jermaine O'Neal's getting beer and popcorn thrown on him as he's exiting.
Oh, snack. It was a goodbye snack.
They are slightly outnumbered.
That was a wild fight back then.
Remember that?
Now
I saw that. I've seen that.
Yep. Now we're going to go way, way back into the back time machine. This was, I believe, in the late 70s, maybe the early 80s. This is Kermit Washington punching Rudy Tomjanovich in the face.
And some Daisy That's Dukes.
Watch this 70s, in slow motion.
Boom.
Boom.
Spink.
Rudy, he bashed his head on the back of the floor, the hardwood floor, too. So
that's dangerous.
Was double concussed.
Can we see that again? I missed it.
That was fun.
Roll that back a little bit.
Just kidding.
Rudy Tomjanovich broke his nose. But here it comes. There's Kermit Washington. And he's playing for the Lakers.
Skidoo.
Bam!
Boom!
Damn, he got in the nose, too, man.
That was a hell of a right hand there.
I'll tell you what.
Holy shit, he walked right into it, and that was a sucker punch, too. Yeah, he didn't see it coming.
Well, you're not supposed to punch people in basketball, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no. Remember we yelled at you that one time you did it.
Right. So you can't just, put your foot forward. No, you're not allowed to. Do that.
Look at that.
You're not allowed to.
He stuffed that motherfucker.
Because I was confused.
That's a total foul.
Now, let me just make a statement about our basketball games. We play every day on Wednesday after the show.
That's Tomcat's signature move.
Today, we may not play because of the rain.
Yeah, it's raining.
It's been raining all day, but maybe we will. But Tomcat is the dirtiest player of the Outcasts. No question.
So they say.
What do you mean, so we say? You are the dirtiest player.
He's just physical.
I would say that they are the dirtiest players.
Okay.
Maybe not this guy.
Well, we are.
This guy's dirty over here.
Yeah, I'm usually dirty after every game after he throws me on the floor four times.
You fall on
I
the
get
floor.
Dirty. Yeah, okay.
You roll on the
that's
floor.
That's totally it.
You foul a lot, Tomcat. You're a fouler.
We need to record our
games.
But
sometimes I foul on purpose because
And it's a good foul. I'll give you that.
It's somebody else's guy who has gone past their man. Yeah. And is going to the hole. I don't really have time to get to that guy, but I'm going to try to do something.
Him. Yeah.
So I'm going to try to grab his arm or do whatever I can do. I may not be able to reach the ball, but I'm going to give it an effort.
That's a great foul.
Take out his kneecap.
And then if it's like the last point or getting close to the last point of the game and you go to the hole, I'm going to try. And if I hit you, I'm not trying to foul you, but I suck.
Maybe a little.
So there you go. I'm not very good. That's why.
Yeah, I think you play
great.
But
I try hard.
You're a lot better now than you were when we first started playing.
We've all gotten a lot better.
It's all for exercise, really.
It really is. And
fun. To smash other people.
And fun. Punch bitches.
That escalated quickly. I'm just
punch bitches in the grill.
Pause.
All right, let's move on to our next topic. Boardroom is a fun follow on social media, and they recently posted up the most albums sold in the U.S. of all time by rappers.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
And I know that rap has been in the news this year for not really coming through with any big albums and big hits this year. Yeah. If you look at the albums that have been number one this year, you got SZA. Had
who?
A number one album. SZA. S-Z-A.
SZA.
You'd think it's ZA.
That's pizza.
SZA.
R&B singer.
Pizza. Pepperoni pizza.
You also had Morgan Wallen had a number one album. That's country music.
Who?
Waylon.
You had Taylor Swift have a number one album.
Who's ain't that that chick that's that boning that football dude?
Yeah, it is.
You had Zach Bryan.
That's great. That is nice. Awesome.
Zach Bryan had a number one album this year. Olivia Rodrigo had a number one album.
So they're lacking on the hip hop tip.
Bad Bunny had a number one album.
There you go.
We have had a few rap albums be number one. Drake, just a few weeks ago, For All the Dogs was number one.
Mm-hmm.
And
whatever.
At one point earlier in the year, Travis Scott had a number one album. But there hasn't been a lot of hip-hop albums that have been number one, unlike years in the past. You know, it's a 50-year anniversary of hip-hop. And since the mid-90s, hip-hop has been on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of changing now, I think. I think we're going back to like the electronic music age a little bit. I think people are shifting out of rap a little bit. It's not like the main genre people listen to anymore, really.
It really dominated, I would like to say, for the last 25 years of the 50 it's been around, dominating. And now, not so much. But let's look at Boardroom, their list here. Most albums sold in the U.S. Number five on the list, Kanye at 27.5 million albums.
Yay, Dolph.
Have you seen some of the outfits he's been wearing lately? Shoulder pads,
moon boots, space gloves.
I saw him out in some country with his girl, and he just wasn't wearing shoes. He was just barefoot out there.
And they were making whoopee in the cabs and got caught. And got
more than that, he was like, he had his ass cheeks out on that boat and was just like getting head in front of everyone that was there. Like on
seriously?
A boat. Seriously?
Yeah, why didn't we have that video?
There's pictures of it.
Why, so you can do a play-by-play?
We can see the pictures from him behind where he's sitting on the boat and his ass cheeks are out. They can probably pull it up.
Clapping cheeks.
You know, I think he just does shit for the attention of it.
Yeah,
I think, getting there, that blowjob.
I think it's even more than that.
Yeah, but to do it in public, dude, like really, seriously, who?
I think he's mentally
ill.
Really
get a lot of pleasure
out
of
that? Aren't you a DJ?
I am.
Haven't you got a blowjob in the DJ booth?
I have a million right, times, then. But there's
a million
only a
times?
Couple people there, not the whole goddamn country
right.
People can take pictures. Did I just say that?
I can't believe you got a blowjob a million times.
That's a lot of, look at this guy up here. Jeez.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Ramo Tootsie Pop?
Definitely two. Isn't three.
One, two.
It depends on how
three.
Hot she is.
So number five on the list, Boardroom's rappers with the most sold albums in the U.S. That would be Kanye, number five. Number four, The Jigga Man. Hove, Jay-Z, Beyonce's husband.
Okay.
33.5
That's a fucked
million.
Up picture.
Nice.
33.5 million.
That's him.
The picture we're showing does not do him much justice.
No,
it's
no.
Fucked up picture.
It's fucked up, he says.
For those of you that would like to see what's going on the Outkast podcast, yeah. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. We go live on YouTube on Wednesdays.
I do not approve.
Number three on the list. You guys have any names you'd like to throw out that you think we're going to be seeing on the list soon?
Well, I think Drake and Eminem.
They're on the list, but they're not number three. Number three is Tupac. Number three is Tupac.
Really?
Yep.
All eyes on him.
36.5 milli sold.
Spilly milli.
Is he showing us what him and Jada were up to last night?
Nice.
No. Yeah.
Spoink.
Sit and spin.
That was so out of line.
Number two on the list is Drizzy. That would be Drake at 47.5.
What's wrong with him?
What is going on with this guy? Anyway,
he's funny.
What's
going on in Toronto?
He's got some really funny videos, too.
Yeah, he's a silly guy.
I like sexy. Drake. The Too Sexy video. That's hilarious.
There's people that are hating on him, but I think when you get to a point where you're so successful, it's like oversaturation, where people, I think, are a little oversaturated from Drake.
Oh, he makes fun of his shit. That's cool.
I don't care for his music that much, but he's silly.
I don't. So. It doesn't. I'm impartial to Drake.
Right. That's kind of me too. I don't care. Yeah.
And you guys can't appreciate God's plan.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No. That was good. He's got a couple dope Hotline songs. Yeah. Bling. Of course. 100%.
I listened to God's.
I like Life Is Good.
I did when it came out.
The Motto, I think, was good.
Life Is Good is dope.
Yeah. Rough. His older albums are good for sure.
Sickle Mode. That was a fucking dope ass track.
Yeah. I don't like Travis Scott either, though. After that whole Astro World shit.
I amen.
How could he control that?
I got that.
That was his event. I mean,
yeah, but he's not.
He's the artist. Yeah,
he's not he got people security. For
that. He's yeah. I mean, he
and
does
they fucked up.
We saw some of the security even. The week after at another event. Remember?
Oh yeah.
They were talking to us about it, and they were like, "It's not our fault, man. There's people way over there, and we can't communicate. We can't hear them. If something happens over there, we don't know.
It's nobody's fault, apparently. Apparently. What all of them were saying. And then Travis Scott was like, "Sorry, guys. I'm so sorry." Like, it was so fake.
Yeah, he did do a fake apology. I remember seeing that.
It was not cool.
So, to go down the list real quick, we got number 5, Kanye, $27.5 million. Number 4, Jay-Z, the Jigahova, $33.5 million. Then we got number 3, Tupac, $36.5 million. Then you got Drake at $47.5 million. And then at number 1, the number 1 rapper, according to albums sold, is a white boy, Eminem.
Drake and Eminem. I hit number 2 and number 1.
Why?
I like
Why
Eminem.
Eminem. I don't like Eminem.
You don't like Eminem?
Not really.
Why not?
He doesn't look like he likes Eminem up there. Eminem's not looking like he's liking himself in that picture.
I don't know.
He's disgusted with himself.
He's weird to me.
We grew up on Eminem. He kind of came out of nowhere when we were younger. There wasn't anybody like Eminem rapping like Eminem.
Right.
And when he hooked up with Dre, it was awesome. And like...
He's talented for
it
sure.
It was cool.
He definitely is. I would also like to believe. Well, I don't say like to believe. I think maybe he also had more of an audience than most people to sell albums to.
I just didn't really like the like. A lot of his songs are just about like, and I beat that woman, or like he'll just say the F slur, and I'm like, I don't really like him.
Yeah, but that was.
You know,
right up
old,
that alley.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's right up that alley. So.
Yeah.
And now old in this school. Video, he's like standing up to Trump. I remember this. He was like, this is a Trump rap. He's going after Trump. He's like, fuck you, Donald.
I'm getting hot like a
Donald Trump. And everybody's like, thanks, buddy. But we didn't need that. We were cool.
Yeah, that probably let a lot of his base
His main base were like, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You're cool, man.
Oh.
Thought you were a Trumper, bro.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck, man? Fuck him.
You gotta be a Trumper. You're white, bro.
Speaking of Trump, did you guys see that he missed the last debate again? I think
he did.
So far, he's 0 for 3 at showing up at these presidential debates.
He does his own things, though. Like, he has rallies down the street and shit. So, like,
he got a rally down the street the same night. Yeah.
So, you know.
I wish he would debate because I enjoy him on the debate stage. He's entertaining.
Yeah, extremely. I'll give you guys that. Yes, 100%.
One thing that came up on the debate stage last week was the banning of TikTok. It seems like all of the candidates on the Republican side are all for banning TikTok. Now, I know.
What? I don't believe that.
I know my daughter loves TikTok.
It's owned by China.
And they're claiming that China, once they get their, you know, you get the app on your phone, they immediately can get inside secrets on everything that's happening in America.
You know what else can, though?
It's
literally
so funny.
That every conservative uses that also does that? Facebook.
Yeah.
It's everything. It's all of your information. So it's like no different.
It's out there. There's no way to stop it from being out there.
I think the difference that they're saying is Facebook is... Mark Zuckerberg, American company, TikTok is a Chinese company. And here's the thing about Chinese companies. They all have a bylaw in their shit where they are basically have to give all of their knowledge and everything to the CCP, to the Communist Chinese Party. Anything that they're basically
any information
co-owned
they
by the, sure. The Chinese Communist Party, all companies. So if the Chinese Communist Party goes, we want to use all the information on TikTok and we want to use it for whatever the fuck we want to use it for, they can't say shit. It's in their charters. All companies in China, you can look it up. That's the reason people are against it.
Can companies anywhere else? Can companies anywhere else?
I'm not saying it's not true.
Well, one thing is, can companies anywhere else do that, for one? And for two, what can they really do with that information? And three, that information probably is already out there if you look hard enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's tons of American websites
where
you pay like $50 or like not even $10 and you can get everybody's background information. Like,
sure, but some people will use it for good things and some people will use it for bad things.
Sure,
but
that can happen
anywhere. I can use your home address to find you and say, hey, I can send you a letter. I can come break into your house.
100%.
Depends on who gets the information and what they're going to use it for.
Exactly. But that doesn't mean anybody's... The fact that they can have that information doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to use it for anything nefariously, any more than anybody else can or will.
I believe the bigger concern is the fact that they don't control it as much. It's probably much harder for the U.S. government to control TikTok.
Sure.
Because it's owned by the Chinese.
They ain't making no money off it.
They can.
Oh, I mean, they definitely have to regulate it.
Ancient Chinese secret.
Yeah. I like it.
I don't know. It seemed to be a hot topic at the presidential debate. So I started going on TikTok to see why they may want to ban it. And I found some videos on TikTok where I am now starting to lean towards maybe we should ban this.
Some nice asses.
Because I just started getting followers.
My daughter is all over it. If we could pull up some of these videos, and you guys can interpret it however you want. But we have a video.
Oh, yeah, get rid of it. Ban it now.
Now, what is this?
Yeah, here we go.
This is from TikTok. It's some girl in her bathroom.
Looks like she's got her ass beat, and she's trying to show the bruise of her knees. Okay. Oh, no, she's just dirty.
Is there any audio on it?
Yeah, there is audio.
We hear it.
Is she rolling in poo?
Oh, she's dressed
like she's a pig.
What is she doing?
She's like in slot. Like, yeah, she's like cosplaying, kind of like. She's a pig. She's rolling around in the mud.
She's rolling around in the slot.
Okay.
In her bathroom.
See, she's not that high. We got to be worried because the Chinese, they may get a hold of this.
Yeah.
And then what?
Yeah, what are we going to do? If China sees this.
What are you talking about? This right here is how you take over the world.
Exactly.
Apparently.
Right.
Fucking young people watching this dumbass shit not doing anything.
I would be pissed off. Who's going to
clean
up
the bathroom?
Who's going to clean up that fucking bathroom?
Apparently I bet you that bitch ain't.
There's somebody else on TikTok that I was told that is an interesting follow.
She's just weird.
Let's check out the real...
She's not hurting anyone.
Jacob, you told me you heard of this guy, the real Nico Avocado.
Nicocado
is his name?
Interesting.
Nicocado Avocado.
Sounds offensive.
It does.
What does he do on TikTok?
Don't say that three times.
What does he do on TikTok?
How is he entertaining?
Does he make tacos?
He does like mukbangs, right? He'll eat
a mukbang?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
It's basically like ASMR, but like you're just eating.
What's ASMR? Yeah, slow down.
In English, please.
Slow down.
Okay. So it's like somebody is sitting in front of a camera and just eating like a ton of food. Like,
but what does ASMR stand for?
ASMR, I don't know.
Well,
Hold on.
Is that like when them chicks deep throat bananas and shit?
Yeah, it's like when you get
autonomous
really close
sensory
to the mic
meridian
and like,
response,
and you're just like,
I like the bananas.
Like that's ASMR. Somebody gets close to the mic and they're just like,
they fucking love it. Sorry for cussing.
Oh, eating the chewing. Like
I've seen.
I don't even need a microphone by my mouth. Apparently, according to my wife,
so you're talking
I
about the
loudly.
Fat Asian dude that's in all the memes eating all the food.
That's offensive.
Them ribs.
They might
and
be
pussy
Nicocado.
Too.
Why it's got
to
be?
I tried
Asian.
To make it as inoffensive as possible. I thought that might be the best way to say.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't think he's Asian though. I don't think so. I think he's full American.
He's just, his
the
face
dude
is,
in the videos where he's eating all the food.
His
and
face
he's
is
freaking out.
His face is so fat.
Really?
That the
let's,
cheeks
let's,
make
let's
his
pull
eyes.
Him up.
Yeah, I want to see.
Go ahead and pull up his TikTok.
It'd be easier to just see it. Than
this will be some
it.
ASMR. What is he eating?
Oh, this is a different guy.
This is not
different
ASMR. Not
yeah,
ASMR.
Yeah, no. What's he eating it with his butt?
Oh boy. Oh boy.
He's got Takis in his belly button.
He's putting Takis in his belly button.
So he's.
He's maybe he's got some dip in there.
He's mentally ill.
You don't see like the art in this though, like the passion.
I don't see it. I see an overweight fat ass who probably needs to get off the couch.
Is somebody helping him go to the bathroom, or does he do it himself?
Does he need help going to the bathroom? No, but he does have a.
I'd be impressed if he can make it come out of his ass.
Yeah, he does sleep
now.
With,
if he could eat
breathing
them,
machine.
As they're sticking out.
Yeah, right in his stomach. Yeah, right
or
out of the
shoot
hole.
Shoot them out by like.
Oh yeah. Field goal.
Cool.
Score.
Yeah. And then make that sound like E Honda.
Yeah. I also saw a video of this guy where he was Jerry. Here it is. Watch this video.
He's hitting the gritty.
Now this is good.
He's hitting the gritty and jumping and stomping on. Flaming hot Cheetos.
Starving people in Cheeto land are wishing they could eat all those
Cheetos. Why are they gray?
What are we doing wrong, guys? Because our videos may get 5,000 views. This guy's got 7.5 million views while he's stomping on Flaming Hot Cheetos.
You know why? I'm going to tell you why.
Aesthetically,
because
it looks cool.
There are so many people that are train wrecks in this world. They like to watch other people be more of a train wreck.
Yes.
That's true.
Go, Ramo.
And I think he's self-aware of that, honestly.
Bingo.
Go, Ramo.
I think he's honestly self-aware.
Of course
like
he is.
Destructive.
Yeah.
And he knows people want to see him do this.
Well, good for him. Rich. I'm glad he's doing good.
He's not hurting
I hope he
anybody.
Doesn't choke. You know, if he gotta chew himself. Your food, young man.
He's probably making a lot of money off this shit while we're idiots getting up going to fucking work every week.
He has an OnlyFans, too.
He could have won Fear Factor. That's real disgusting. Easy. He'd have been there eating them giant.
He could be a thing on Fear Factor.
Yeah.
But you got to eat that Cheeto off that man's belly button. I quit.
Yeah.
Speaking of eating, I guess there was a restaurant in Georgia where a family was eating and their child got a little loud. If you've ever been at a restaurant and there's like a crying, whining kid.
Yeah.
And you're out for a nice evening. Well, this restaurant has gone viral after they charged a mother a $50 bad parenting fee.
Damn.
The owner of the restaurant added it to their bill. Like, hey, you're going to bring in this little snot-nosed brat. He's going to make a lot of racket and upset all my customers.
You little fucker.
I'm going to charge an extra $50 for you acting, you're not taking care of your kid.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Have you ever had a situation like that, Tomcat, where you and the lady have been out for a nice evening meal? And I know you guys don't have kids, so you probably don't want to hear somebody else's kids.
I'm usually good about other people's kids. But yeah, kids can get rowdy, especially... They're just loud, especially if you're in the grocery store and you're in the grocery store and then you hear one like an aisle over or so just completely erupt.
Losing
and I'm like,
shit.
I'm going way over here.
Yeah.
I go to the other side of the grocery store.
When they can't get corn pops.
But I'm glad I don't have one at that point. I'm just like, yeah, peace.
Sometimes I think it's kind of funny, though, just like how hysterical kids will get over like the littlest thing. Like their mom will just say no and like they just crumble.
They lose their
world.
Shit.
Just.
And you know it's going to last a while. You know it's not going to, like, nothing that the mom says is going to work. So you're just like, I just got to get out of here.
Well, you got to kind of take the kid out, or you got to do something. I mean, I'm not a parent. I don't know yet.
How about that when you're in, like, some type of a meeting or something and somebody or a movie, and somebody brings a kid in, and the kid starts freaking out, and they won't take the kid out, and they keep trying to quiet the kid, and you're just like, just take the kid out.
No.
At that point, like, you know, maybe you're going to miss out. Take your kid out, because other people want to watch
Enjoy
the movie.
Enjoy the movie,
exactly.
Sure.
So I feel like it'd be at least considerate.
The worst is kids 100%. On a plane.
Yeah, because you can't take them out then. You kind of, but then, you know, then in that case, it's kind of would be courteous of everyone else, you know, to sort of be okay with it, not to like yell at
and
the
you
mom.
You got to pay attention. Right.
It's because say it's like a baby, you know, like what are you going to do?
Yeah, definitely.
I just
100%.
Don't like when the parents are not paying any attention to the child.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like they're doing their own thing. They're having a cocktail or whatever. They're not paying attention. And their kid is like, climbing on your seat and he's got snot running out of his nose and it's like, all right, kid, you know, go back to your parents and you're more mad at the parents than the children because
of course.
Damn, what airline do you fly on?
There was a weird
Southwest.
And again, in Publix the other day, there was a chick whose kid, she was wheeling the kid around, the kid's in the cart and everyone, the person, the kid went past, the kid went, hi, hello to every person.
What's
right?
wrong with that? That's
and nice. I thought it was nice at first. And then
they start calling you guys names.
Kept going. You hear the kid going. I said hi to the kid. And then the kid kept going all the way down around the corner. And then I'm like shopping. I'm shopping some more. I finally get down around the corner. Kid's still going. Hi. Hello.
Was he with an adult?
And at this point, it was a she. And at this point, a little girl and her mom. And at this point, everyone else is just ignoring the kid. And the mom starts to get agitated because nobody's paying attention to the kid. And she's talking to the kid like, she's saying hello, but nobody's answering her. I'm like,
quiet.
Like 50 people already said hi to the damn kid. Shut your kid up.
Maybe the kid had Asperger's or autism or something like that.
Yeah.
It just wasn't right.
That's what I mean. It's like you can only be so critical because it's like you really don't know.
Speaking of Asperger's.
Hey.
I remember one time I got
to use the back.
What is that? What is that? Oh my God.
Tomcat.
That is disgusting.
Speaking of
how dare you?
He had too much cheese or too much sugar earlier.
Oh, hell no.
What the hell? It's awful, Tomcat.
Too much bread.
There was one time I remember Jacob really pissed me off when he was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this story, Jacob.
Yeah, I do. I tell it sometimes.
Good Lord. How long have you guys known each other?
I've known him since he was probably about 8 years old.
Yeah.
7 or 8 years old.
Poor person.
Well, maybe not. Maybe, yeah.
He was, I believe he was like making a noise like a girl. You were making some kind of girl noise.
I remember exactly what happened because me and Jordan and Chris.
What had happened was.
We were all playing Minecraft. And there is this like scary character back then, if you know, you know. About his name is Herobrine, right?
Herobrine is the one that made you make that noise.
You've lost me already.
They put the skin on, so they looked like Herobrine, and we were all trying to find him. And then you were on like a business call. You were on like an important call in the kitchen, and then they come and fucking scare me with Herobrine, and I'm a little kid, and I just go, "Wah!" And then you're like, "Shut the fuck up! Shut up!" And I'm like, I was all
Leroy
upset.
Jenkins.
How'd that work out for your business call?
Well, I think I put the call on mute. Well, I was like, "Shut the fuck up, goddamn!"
That's hilarious. I bet you were a dick for about 2 months.
Oh yeah.
They're like, "Oh, your dad's a dick, dude."
Quiet.
No,
quiet.
I knew I deserved it. I did.
Yeah. Sometimes kids can piss you off.
Don't tell me about it.
But I don't know about charging them $50, you know, if their kids act out of hand.
Well, I know some of the parents aren't going to be having it when they see it on the bill. They're probably going to fight it.
I would do a chew and screw.
If it's not that's terrible.
A dine and dash.
If it's not posted, if it's not posted somewhere, they legally probably cannot do that.
And maybe the lady says someone, she doesn't got to be a lady. The person says something when they walk up.
That's very woke of you.
Let's move on to our next topic. We're talking about Billie Eilish. She's a big pop star.
White Wedding.
I'm not a huge fan of Billie Eilish. I think she's had one song that I liked.
She's
lame. She sells a lot of albums, and the kids are into her. Do you like Billie Eilish, Jacob?
I don't listen to her, no, but I don't have any like problems with her.
She didn't say anything bad, so she's good.
Well, she said something recently, and that's why we're talking about her. She said
interesting.
This,
I loved her in Wedding Singer.
What'd she say?
I don't think that's the same person.
She had a good song.
You
at
may
the
have
end of
to
Barbie.
Hate her now, Jacob. What'd she say? She said she's about to be done.
She says that men can't be body shamed because women are too nice. What do you think about that, Tomcat?
Wait a minute. Is that against men or against women? If it's against men, it's all good.
She says that men can't be body shamed because women are too nice.
Yeah, she's saying
I don't really understand what she's saying there. Am I stupid?
Here, we read the full thing. It's if you're muscular, she's talking
about
the
answer to that is yes.
She's talking about men here. She's saying for men, if you're muscular, cool. If you're not, cool. If you're thin, cool. Like you can look however as a man and like women won't judge you. Sure. Which I mean you do see that a lot. You see that
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, you do see some pretty hot chicks with light douchebags.
Where men get bald, we're balding. I'm a balding guy.
Something
and
wrong with that.
Balding guys get shamed all the time. Ah, look at this guy, he's bald, going bald. And you're looked at as old and virile, right? Balding guys. Right, we get shamed.
I would imagine you get shamed more for that tramp stamp you got there.
Yeah.
Some girls are into the bald head. You just gotta
hide that though.
You gotta find whoever's into the bald head. I mean
the gas. But turns the ladies off.
Honestly, I would imagine for most women, it really doesn't matter. It's more in the guy's head and what he thinks.
It's insecurity. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. I mean, if you're secure in yourself, you're going to find someone who's going to love you. You know,
yeah,
if they
Tomcat.
Don't, fuck them. Whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Tell her, you know where there is hair. Boom.
Boom.
Where,
my ass.
Where is their hair?
Yeah. The taint.
Balls.
Not if you shave it.
Yeah, yeah. The taint if I don't shave regularly. Yay.
Jesus, Tomcat, what's wrong with you?
That was a nice one right there. Ah, that felt very relieving.
You just have a YouTube video of 10 hours of farts?
He does.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's his next release.
Oh, goodness.
He just put it out on Tommy Boy Records.
You're having too much fun with your Bluetooth speaker.
All
and
right,
your
here's the
10
device.
Hours of farts.
Oh my gosh. It attaches to your belt.
That's a booming belt. One of our new sponsors here.
Yes.
It's a Bluetooth speaker that you attach to your belt. Show everybody, Tomcat.
Yeah. You got a
Where'd you get
right
that
here?
On Amazon? Oh, snap. The Amazon
right
gadget?
They sent it to us.
Oh, they did.
We got a bunch of them back
you
in
walk
the office.
Around public
I want
me.
One.
I'll get you one.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Boomin' Belts is the name of the company.
I'm going to have mine say, hey, look down here.
And it comes with a little Bluetooth speaker. I guess, Tomcat, you've been wearing it when you ride around on your skateboard.
Shit, yeah.
It's nice, I'm a hell nice and go boing, boing, boing.
When I walk around, I play like the Super Mario theme.
Nice.
Then I go to the store.
You could be like a YouTube prankster and go fart on people.
I was thinking of that. Because I got a 360 camera, so I could just extend, you know, walk around with it doing this and just catch reactions.
Yeah, and then you're going to end up like
catch somebody
guy.
Punch you in the back of the head.
Right. And then what I need is like some of those things that stink, the stink bomb, just throw that on the ground.
Oh, those things are terrible.
Walk around with the fuck.
Those things suck.
Fart belt, stink bomb, check.
That spray that fart sprays gross.
It probably would not. You think? Yeah, probably. Probably like assault.
You have to do it inside.
Assault, man. What is this world coming to?
Well, not, I mean, if you spit on someone, that's assault. So I feel like if you put like stinky stuff on them, that might.
Man, we used to throw stink bombs like every week in like in high school when I did go.
Oh, yeah.
The first year we throw the stink bombs.
What is a stink bomb?
It's inside of a little glass container. There is a liquid that is the stinky sulfur. It's basically sulfur. It smells like fart. It smells like sulfur. And you just either you can break the top off and pour it, or most a lot of people just throw it and it breaks. And you, they come like four in a pack, take them to high school, throw them down a hallway, throw them down a hallway.
And kids are assholes, you know, head they're going to gonna do stuff like that.
They are.
Yeah.
True.
Throw some pencils in the ceiling.
They've been doing it forever.
So did you guys see Bill Bill Burr's wife is in a little bit of hot water? She was at a UFC event and then she flipped off our former president, Donald Trump. If we have the footage, wife.
Why would she be in hot water though?
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't this
it probably turned
the,
him on.
Isn't this the
She's
First Amendment?
Flipping him off.
You know, isn't this her
What about
freedom?
Bill Burr? Bill Burr doesn't like the fucking press.
Well, she, I mean, I'm sure there's more than just these few seconds.
She's
probably
gave him
flipping off Obama, who's right behind Donald Trump.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think she'll be in hot
Obama's
water.
Obama's not cool enough to go to a UFC fight.
Nice tie there, Donnie.
I like Bill Burr.
I like Bill Burr, too.
I love Bill Burr.
Yeah, he's funny.
I picked him as my favorite comedian guy for doing his ashy routine, which went over well with Memphis, I remember.
Nice.
Yeah, I think Bill Burr is good. I saw him in person.
Yeah.
And he was a pretty funny guy.
I was with you.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Did you guys see, we talked about fights earlier in the NBA. They also fought on the Senate's floor, I believe.
Really?
I haven't seen the footage.
I love this so much.
If we could pull this up, but senators, I'm being told, almost fought in a meeting and Bernie Sanders was meditating and we had a guy.
You sure he wasn't having a stroke?
He wasn't meditating, he was mediating.
Oh, I thought it says meditating. He mediates is what it says.
He broke up the fight. It wasn't really a fight then.
Moderate, mediate.
Isn't he like 830 years old?
Yeah.
Let's pull up the video if we have it. I guess they're calling this shocking footage. Let's roll the tape.
I appreciate your demeanor today. It's quite different. But after you left here, you got pretty excited about the keyboard. In fact, you tweeted at me 1, 2.
I love when they pull out
three,
the pictures.
4, 5 times. And let me read what the last one said. It said, greedy CEO who pretends like he's self-made. Sir, I wish you was in the truck with me when I was building my plumbing company. Myself and my wife was running the office because I sure remember working pretty hard and long hours. Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit.
Look at the jowls on that chick behind him.
Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time.
That's body. I just body shamed.
You did. You're a dick.
This is a time, that was great. This is a
place. I face shamed more than anything. Not
we
body.
Her face is attached to her giant body. No, I'm just kidding.
You gotta go back.
Where's her neck?
I'm just kidding.
We gotta go back.
Stand your butt. Yeah, go back.
Oh,
we talked
about it. Oh, stop it.
Is that your solution?
I love Bernie Sanders.
And my wife was running the office because pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy.
Holy shit.
Let's get it on.
So this is a time, this is a place.
So that can be interpreted anyway.
We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on.
Is that your solution, every pulse?
No, no, sit down. Sit down.
Okay. You're going to take that ring off.
No, I like it.
You're going to sit down.
Okay. Sit down, please.
Sit down.
Asshole, can I respond?
Hold it.
Hold it.
If we can, no, I have the
mic. If we can, I'm sorry.
This is hold what he said.
You'll have your time.
You'll have your
can
time.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't.
No, you can't.
This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough of contempt.
Okay, we could probably skip to the next.
No, no, no,
I don't like so
funny.
You have
I don't like you, because you just described yourself.
Hold it.
Hold it. Hold it.
All right, your statement.
Bunny.
He asked him. It's so funny because it keeps going and it keeps going.
I know, we have another time stamp.
He tells him, though, like Bernie Sanders, like, do you have something to ask him about this particular thing that we're talking about? And he keeps going to him, and the dude's just like, Saturday, March 31st, you and me. And he's like, no, we're not talking about fighting and brawling and the UFC.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, he was like, no talking about fighting. Are you going to answer his question? He goes, okay, yeah.
And they go back and forth, like, I shit you not, like 15 times where they go back and forth, and he just goes, they both go right back at it.
Yeah.
Do we have the clip?
Here we go. Nolan, you made some charges.
This is funny.
Charges? Mr. O'Brien, do you want to respond to
the
question?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I mean, look, the reality of it is, Mr. Mullen... Tough guy.
Tough guy.
The question.
Wait.
Your one, he made a lot of statements, right? And his statements are fiction at best.
Fiction. I read them.
Can you hear? What?
That's the best.
What? I ramble so much. What was your question, actually?
It's me in Memphis.
You said I made a lot of statements.
Oh, but what's your question? I don't understand your question. Could you repeat it?
You said anytime, any place.
What's your question?
Accept the challenge.
What challenge?
You said anytime, any place. I'm accepting yours, so why don't you come
what
back?
Challenge? What challenge?
Let's get it on.
30th. How about we do it for a charity at the Smoking Guns in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
No, we're not going to be talking about physical confrontations.
We're not going to be talking about physical confrontations here.
Let's have coffee. Discuss our differences.
Oh, that's what you said.
Yeah.
That's right, exactly.
All right, well, let's sit down and have coffee.
Let's do it. All right. I'd love to.
But
do it.
The,
it's funny how you're backing
okay,
out.
I don't back out anything.
You did.
You're the one. You're a 100. Senator. Should be the most influential people in this country making changes. You're focused on.
Okay.
You're focused on debate that's not even relevant. You're an embarrassment.
Embarrassment.
Embarrassment to the state of Oklahoma.
This hearing is about the condition of the working class in America.
You
that's
brought
what
a thug
we're talking
about.
You're the biggest thug here.
You brought him in.
Bernie can't. He's like, what the fuck?
Bernie's too smart, Bernie. Man. Bernie. He shouldn't be there. I feel bad for him.
Man,
he's a nice fucking Jewish guy.
Well, he is 200
he
years
talks
old.
Like Hools.
It takes a while to get that smart.
He talks like DJ Hools.
That's pretty embarrassing that this is what our taxpayer dollars are paying for.
Yeah.
These type of get-togethers.
It is good television, though.
We're not going to be talking about bare-knuckle brawls and chokeholds and the five-finger death punches today.
No, we're going to be talking to TK about his not-so-good news. Hopefully you've got better news than what's going on the Senate floor.
That was actually some of my news.
Yeah, Mel Brooks.
But I picked it. I got another one. All right.
What
November,
do you got?
November 15, 2023. Pete Davidson's birthday. Happy birthday, Pete. 29 years old.
Yeah.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, 45. Flip De Niro, 27. On this day, back in 1864, Union General William Touchman Sherman. So William Sherman He began his march from Atlanta to Savannah, where he completely torched the Southern Army and basically made him surrender.
Crazy.
And thereby winning the Civil War. Yep. Actually, my mom said my grandfather did some of the stone carvings on the monument that's in D.C. for Sherman's march to Georgia, which
awesome.
Is kind of cool. Back in 1988, Palestinian statehood was proclaimed by Yasser Arafat. Isn't that crazy? Meeting at Al Jazeera's, the Palestinian National Council, at the urging of PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat, issued a declaration of independence for a state of Palestine in the West Bank and Gaza Strip on this day in 1988. Mm. 2001, Microsoft released Xbox, you might have heard of it, a video game console.
Yeah, I remember that.
Back on old November 15th, back in 2001 there. 2011, Duke University basketball coach Mike Kazansky recorded his 903rd career win, surpassing Bob Knight to become the winningest coach.
Are you talking about Mike Krzyzewski?
Did you say Bob Knight?
I did it first, sorry.
And what did you call Mike Krzyzewski?
Sound it out.
What did you call him?
Chris Kweski?
No, that's Mike Krzyzewski.
Holy shit.
He beat his record.
Bro ads.
Our, right. Only our news, man.
You know what I'm saying? November 15th is a National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day, you dirty bastard. National Drummer Day. We got a drum set right over here. National Recycling Day. And National Botox Day, which is
weird.
Botox Day.
There's a day for that?
Yep. So my first story is a homeless man got his mugshot taken for getting in this crazy fight where he beat the shit out of a guy with a baseball bat. They got in a mutual combat with a metal pipe and a baseball bat. This homeless guy beat the shit out of the guy with a baseball bat, but is going viral for this photograph of his mugshot, which a lot of people think is altered, but it is not. This man has the most humongous head you've ever seen in your life.
He looks like an alien.
He is
like,
an alien.
Literally, the top of his head, I'm telling you, I shit you not, it's either 10 or 12 inches away from the top of his eyes, the top of his head. His top of his forehead is a good eight, it's like a banana away from the top of his head. I mean, it is that far away.
We're body shaming right now on this guy.
No, he just got big ass hair.
Dude, he's got the knowledge of the fucking
So
universe.
He went viral. A lot of people were commenting it with some great comments. One person said he's definitely headed to jail.
Oh,
wrote one commentator on Facebook. Another person said he looks he's ahead of the game, another commentator said. Another person said, I bet it takes a long time for him to make up his mind.
Yeah.
Man.
I wonder if when he got arrested, he wanted to phone home.
Next story is our boy Patrick Mahomes seems to be admitting that he has worn the same underwear
every single
game with the Chiefs.
Gross.
That's right. He says they're not like nasty. I clean them every now and then. But he says if we're on a hot streak, I can't wash them. Apparently, my first wife, Brittany, got them for me. So I'm not throwing them out. And every time he has a streak with the Chiefs, he never washes his underwear until they lose. Then he'll wash them. That's a pretty stank underwear.
They probably lose because the offensive line can't stand a stench.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
My next story is a crazy story about an ex-NHL player who went and played in a league over in Europe and ended up getting killed by another hockey player in this game who jumped up and kicked him in the neck with his skate. And at first, even his own club said that his own club, the Panthers, said that there was a freak accident. But it's turned out that they've now charged this guy. And let me get his name right. 7 days after the incident, South Yorkshire, England police arrested the Sheffield Steelers defenseman Matt Petgrave on Tuesday for suspicion of manslaughter as a result of the death last month of Nottingham Panthers center Adam Johnson, a former NHL player. Now, I don't know if this is the video right here, and you can see in the video, you could almost tell, even his aunt said she watched, his aunt was watching live stream, and she said she thought the guy did it on purpose. And if you watch the video, we cut the video because it's very graphic. You can see it. That's like a karate kick.
Yeah.
And he stands up, and he's pretty much after that, he's out on his feet, and then he kind of bleeds out.
Now
he's been arrested for manslaughter, and I do believe that is, you know, if you ask me, it looks like
it. It looked a little wild. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm sure he didn't
want to kill the guy though.
It may not have been his intention, but he was kind of ignorant to kick his foot up like that. I don't know what
he slipped on the ice as he was skating faster to kind of bump him, and his leg slipped from under him and kind of got away from him.
Yeah,
and it was just kind of a freak. It was a freak accident.
I don't know.
I guess because
they were moving really fast.
If they do have court in Europe, I mean, I don't know.
They were moving really fast.
They'll charge you with
department
with manslaughter if you kill someone accidentally, like no matter what. So I guess it does fall under that, but I don't know.
Involuntary, yeah.
Right.
Last story is Lions Jameson Williams stuns with McDonald's food combination. People are saying it is depraved. Wide receiver Jameson Williams made an impact on the field for the team since he was returned from suspension last month. Williams has 8 catches for 89 yards in the Lions' Week 11 with a 7-2 record. But Williams playing isn't the thing that went viral this week. The second-year receiver posted a photo of his McDonald's order, and it shocked many social media users on his Instagram stories. Williams showed his cheeseburger with a dollop of his McFlurry ice cream on top of the burger patty, which means like the ice cream inside on top of the burger. So he takes a big old scoop of his McFlurry, puts it on the burger. He posted the photo without any context or caption, but it didn't stop NFL fans from weighing in, basically saying, I'm not a prude, someone said, as everyone knows, but when it comes to weird food combinations, this one made my spine absolutely shiver.
Nice.
Would you eat that? I would try it.
No.
It depends on what's in the McFlurry.
I feel like he may have just took a picture of it and then posted it just to like, just for shock.
Just to get it going.
Shock.
I always get the burger with the egg on it. I like that. The brunch burger. Put the egg on it and then you bite into it and it runs
in the brioche bun?
Yep.
What about the Hawaiian burger with some pineapple on it? Would you eat that?
No.
No.
I'm not really into the pineapple meat thing.
I like pineapple. It's
you
cool,
like it on pizza?
No.
Nope.
I hate it. I do not like it on pizza.
I'm a lesser fan of ham on pizza.
Yeah. I don't like the pineapple on pizza. It's so nasty.
Do we have the footage of the woman, or are we going to... I don't want to get another strike on YouTube, but did we ever get any blurred versions of the naked woman?
What naked
it was
woman?
Hard to blur. She was moving too fast.
There was this naked woman here locally where we live in Southwest Florida.
Oh, I saw that on video.
She climbs up on top of a restaurant roof, and then authorities are trying to help her down, and as she's sliding down off the roof, she just plops
eats
naked, eats the freaking sidewalk.
She does. Jeez. I'm sure that happens quite a bit here.
It does.
I think it's the meth.
It's called Friday.
Or happy hour. Could definitely be happy hour that gets to them. Well, it's been a heck of a show today.
I heard she had a fetish.
Thanks to Jacob for filling in for Memphis the last couple shows.
We miss you, Memphis.
Yeah. Well,
thank you. Thank you for our sponsors, BetterHelp.com.
Proverbial we. Sorry.
That's BetterHelp.com/outcast. You can save 10% on your first month's therapy doing it online in the comforts of your own home. We're also brought to you by Liquid IV. Go to liquidiv.com and use our promo code OUTCAST at checkout and save 50%.
Delicious.
Anything that you would like to say? I know your mom's watching, Jacob. Before we get out of here, anything you want to say?
Probably not much. I love you, Mom. Memphis, we want you to come back, and I'm happy to be on the show.
Ramo, anything from you?
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
And Tomcat, any final thoughts on the show today?
Well, oh, Jesus.
Your
24-hour fart compilation.
Somebody had Mexican yesterday. Yeah, well, I can't get the music now, can I?
We'll be back after Thanksgiving. Everybody enjoy your holiday. Thanks for listening to the Outcast Podcast. We gone.
Peace out, y'all.
Oh, it's fucking disgusting.
You're sick.
Tomcat.